National Chairman of the Progressive People's Party, Ni Alotibrohamond, expressed surprise at the decision by Parliament. He said the date had earlier been accepted by all.
It came to us as a surprise. Many of my executive members have expressed similar sentiments, very disappointed with the outcome. We went to meet the Parliamentary Select Committee on this amendment with full support, and we made our claim at that meet that we were there to support, and we were hoping that as lawmakers, they would ensure that the legal issues were put to rest. And this is a date that political parties accepted, including the NPP. It wasn't the date that was thrust down the throat of the EC. I'm a little surprised that the NPP has taken the position to reject what all of us, including the NPP, agreed to do over a year ago. Some of the blame ought to fall on the EC and the Minister of Attorney General for waiting so long, well over a year, when all of us had agreed that November 7th was going to be the day for the 2016 election. Because it makes sense that we do not have to wait and encounter similar problems we encountered in 2001 and 2008 in the election, where we barely had just 2-3 days before we inaugurated our new president. It doesn't help, and I think we will become a laughingstock in the international world, knowing that we've gone through two episodes of not knowing within a matter of 3 days, 72 hours, who our president was going to. I think it makes sense for us to have accepted and for Parliament to have affirmed this November 7th date, especially when the EC was ready. The EC has systematically expressed their readiness for the November 7th. Now that we are telling them that they are not ready, what is the guarantee that they will be ready? It's a